Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
And here we go again. Welcome to a new live program on BBS Radio Station 2 with ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, my name is Maarten Horst, and I'm bringing you the latest galactic news from this galaxy and beyond this galaxy. Today we have a very special guest. He was on the show last year. His name is Des Lovegrove, and Des is one of the last known druids operating in the British Isles, and he has done amazing energy work. He is using dowsing rods. Very special dowsing rods. I've met Des in person in 2011 in the summer when I had a Cop Circle holiday. We have done amazing energy work together that summer. I remember it very well. And he has been teaching me a lot of things back then. And Des is still operating in high acceleration mode. He's doing a lot of energy work. He's bringing spirits back to the realm of the heavens by going to cemeteries, and he is an amazing spirit, a lovely person, and a very, very wonderful guest to have on the show. So welcome to the show, Des.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend. I remember the first day we met.
Yes, it's an unforgettable day.
I was 15 minutes early.
Yeah, I was 10 minutes. We had an appointment at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that was crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
So you know, appointment by spirit.
Yeah. Well, it was our guides. It was our Palladian family bringing us together. It was a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Yeah.
It was at Yatesbury at the Silent Circle Cafe.
That's the one. They've moved now. They've got quite a nice place now. Have you been to the new place?
Yeah, I was there last summer. I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bit more. I prefer the old place. It had a lot more character.
I prefer the old place in Yatesbury. Anyway, I just want to start by giving some interesting information to the listeners, if they are not aware of it yet. The missing plane in Malaysia, okay, it has flight number MH370. Now, what does that mean? I had my birthday on the 7th of March, 2014, last week, and when it was 7 March, it was 8 March in Malaysia, already 10 hours ahead. Now, what happened is that I had my birthday. I became 37 years old on March the 7th. Now, the missing plane has flight number MH, Martin Horst, my initials, 370. So there's a 37 in there. Now, according to the channeling from Ashtar by Catherine May, this plane, you know, is safe. It flew into a UFO and the passengers are safe. Also, according to the information of Des, you have told me this. So,
I've been told they're safe. They won't tell me where they are, right? Mm. But I've been told they're safe and all the phones are ringing anyway. So, you know, and it was full of light workers and starseeds. So, you know, they've just probably gone back to their cosmic families to say hello.
I heard something like that. But anyway, it's very interesting that this corresponds with my birthday and my age, that I became 37 years old.
I don't think it's any coincidence.
Shouldn't be a coincidence, because I'm bringing disclosure with ET First Contact Radio.
I've been told a couple of months, and it's in the bag. Mm-hmm. The event in a couple of months, that's what I'm being told. So, you know, things do change, you know, but we're in a really good part. We're in a really good time now. Really good.
I guess we are. So, Des, you told me just before we went on air that you have been in a roller coaster ride, that you have experienced a lot of stuff. So why don't you shoot and go ahead and tell about your endeavors?
Well, I assure you, it's going to sound like a Dan Brown book, but I've never read any of his books. I don't read fiction because truth is stranger than fiction, right?
That's right.
Maybe about October time, I was guided. I bought a set of tarot cards. I was guided to buy a set of angel cards. And at the same time, because my guides put, always look in the sidebar of your YouTube videos, because your guides put things in the YouTube videos for you to watch. And they put a video in a sidebar to watch. And then that same video was posted to me on Facebook by a woman I'd never met. So that was an excuse to watch the video. And the video was entitled something like Rockefeller's False Flag 100 Years. If you put that into YouTube, you'll find a video that shows how the American dollars, if they're folded in a certain way, show the demolition of the Twin Towers. Because they did it, right? And the second part of the video showed their latest target. They had two parts of the video. Now, as soon as I watched the second part, because I was told by Lavendar of the Starseed Hotline 3 years ago, I was fated to do something. And it was something to do with bringing the system down. Now, as soon as I watched that video, I knew straight away what my job was. Because the second video showed, when you folded it in the right way, the first Olympic tower in Amsterdam ever to hold a flame. It's the first Olympic tower to hold a flame. Now, I knew straight away then that the target was going to be the Sochi Olympics. I knew straight away. And I then set about with my guides coming up with a plan to how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to warn these people. Now, I went a little bit on impulse and I wrote an email to the Sochi Olympics telling them that there was a bit of danger in the air and I will actually come over and volunteer to help you find this. Now, no, I didn't get a reply for 2 or 3 weeks and I thought it was a little strange. And my guides were saying, okay, you're going to go to Russia. And then I was being given lists of 50 or 100 people maybe that worked for the government that I couldn't trust. And they're saying, so then I was told, don't go there, go to Ukraine, right? But then all the trouble started in Ukraine, so Ukraine wasn't going to be easy. Anyway, I went to Solstice, winter solstice at Avebury, and I was told to take my crystals. And I just went for the day. And it was a beautiful day, really lots of good energy. And when I got back to my home, I was staying at my mother's, I could feel this amazingly dark energy all around the house. It felt really unnerving. So I ran around, I did all my astral barriers up, made sure everything was tied up, but I still don't know what was going on. And I was told there were spirits outside and they were threatening. Now, I'm pretty good at negotiating, so that was my biggest mistake. I stepped out with my divining rod because I wanted to have a chat with them to find out what they were doing. Bad move. 8 of them jumped in through the divining rod, and at the peak, because this thing's gone on since the 23rd of December, at its peak, I had 37 spirits inside of my body at one time. I've had a total of about 80-odd pass through my body since the 23rd of December. I have been constantly under attack. And the reason being, because there were shills in the Russian government and they do dark rituals and they told their darkness, because they don't, when they threaten people that try to tell the truth, like that Matthew Simmons that was trying to blow the lid on the Gulf of Mexico, false flag, no one saw anybody turn up and nab him, and he had a heart attack and he was the fittest guy on the planet. And that's how they do it. They send spirits to give people heart attacks. I felt them trying to manipulate my heart, but they couldn't, because I work with angels and I have my angelic protection sigils with me very close at all times. But as I say, I had my angelic protection sigils when I tried to talk to these, but it was like opening a door. It's coming in. And so my job then, I thought, well, what's going on? Because I can't go to Russia and I'm bombarding. And they were obviously trying to stop me from doing my thing. I mean, as it stands, I was told after the fact that obviously the Russians do have allies, cosmic allies, that were able to sort that little job out. But I thought it more than a little ironic that I was told that Thursday was going to be the day and that Vladimir Putin disappeared between Tuesday and Friday or Saturday on the... I thought that at the Sochi Olympics, I thought that was a little bit, I thought a little bit of a giveaway. So anyway, so on the 23rd, I didn't know what was going on. It really spoiled Christmas. New Year's Eve, I was stood up in the middle of nowhere in a woods by a lay-by for 15 hours trying to get rid of these things because I didn't know what was going on. Hallucinating, there was tables and chairs everywhere because it was chucking down with rain and I couldn't sit down. It was crazy. And then I've been bouncing. I spent January and February bouncing around churches and trying to make sense of it all. I went to 2 monasteries and both of them turned me away. So much for the Benedictines. Saint Benedict, he wouldn't have turned me away. And as luck would have it, because I was every time I could hear a jingle for the Russian Sochi Olympics, I would put a shiver down my spine because I couldn't communicate. This is why, Martin, I rang you and I contacted you and I said, put an SOS out. I need to speak to the Palladians, because I couldn't channel them. I couldn't channel anything. Not with 37 spirits in your head. It's like having a block of lead in your brain. And I'm still not totally clear now. I got one left, but he's a it's not good. So, it's all good because I really need to get stuck in. There's some other stuff that upstairs want me to do, but I can't get the help I need until I get clear. So but it was coming back. I mean, it sounds like a, honestly, it sounds like a movie script. I've been, there's so many. I'm driving around trying to find holy water, knocking on church doors. Honestly, because there's a lot in holy water, and I say sacred spaces. Dark spirits can't handle them for any length of time. I've been in a church all day. I've been probably in churches most days for the last 2.5, 3 months. A great place for solace, a great place for protection. But these are so hardcore, they won't even jump out. So, you know, it's good because it's exciting times, but obviously I was viewed as a threat. That's why they bombarded me with all this stuff. I was really viewed. So obviously I was pressing the right buttons. And once I get back on track, because before Christmas, I was astral traveling at will. I could literally sit on a chair with a crystal underneath my chair, and within 10 seconds, I'd be singing Your Love Will Lift Me Higher. That was my key. I'd sit on a chair with a crystal on the bottom and some crystals around and sing Your Love's Lifting Me Higher, and in 10 seconds, I'd be in the astral planes. And I was dancing with my subconscious, a waltz in my head. It's beautiful, absolutely fabulous. And then all of a sudden, all that amazing work has been flushed down the toilet a little bit. So, you know, I'm back on track mostly. I really, upstairs have tasked me, was giving me some extra tasks to do. But obviously I've got to get recovered from this incredible experience. It's been a bad experience, but I've learned a lot of lessons. And the reason being, because there's a reason for everything, is to toughen me up, because I have to take on the same crew. In 3 or 4 years, I have to take on exactly the same crew that I've just been battling. But next time, there's only one winner, and it ain't them. And that's the Infernal Empire, by the way. One day I was talking to the goddess the other day about the Infernal Empire. And have you ever seen the film Demolition Man?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Right, now, it's exactly like the film The Demolition Man. 1.5 billion spirits, i.e. the Infernal Empire, were invited from Mars by the goddess to come and stay on our planet and to behave and to stick to the rules. But they ignore the rules. But they're too powerful now. They've grown too powerful. It's Demolition Man all over. They let the Wesley Snipes and all his crew in, and then they kind of take over. They've got really strong. But I always thought that this whole system and the whole belief system was a slavery issue, and now I know it's the truth, because I know these 1.5 billion spirits are going to be railroaded to their own planet. They're all going to be turned to light and railroaded to their own planet, and they're trying to take as many human spirits with them at the same time. They're trying to take, so instead of those, instead of ascending to the planet that we want and we deserve and we crave, obviously some people have been got and been programmed and blinkered by the dark. They'll be going on that. They'll be going on the side rail with the Infernal Empire to their world. It'd be horrible. Much prefer the world we're going in, Martin, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, baby.
Yeah, my friend, you have seen so many things, and so what are the latest developments? So let's say the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh yeah, no, look, I've been, it's, this thing's been a constant battle. It's still, the battle is almost won by me, and obviously then I say it's there's been a lot going on in the world per se, but I've kind of been blinkered by this. I'm so glad that it was going to be 500 times Hiroshima, and it was this bomb, and it was going to be remote control boated in. That's how they were going to blow up Sochi. And so I was told. And then, of course, their shills found out, so they changed their plan. So, I mean, as far as the world goes, I've been told some amazing things that are going to happen. Like within 5 years, everybody in the world's going to be let off their mortgage. Within 10 years, everybody will have a little box given to them free that will power their own house. So, you know, this is the golden age. Hey, it's going to be amazing. You know, yes. Really amazing.
Yes. I know. This technology is already there. It just has to go. The cat has to go out of the bag only.
Look, my friend, I'm being told in 7 or 8 weeks is when it's really going to kick off. the Kabbalah rests and stuff. It's very, very, very close. But what you must realize that if things do happen, that they'll, I bet you the government will try and do another false flag. That's why they did the plane. But the plane, obviously, it's obvious that the plane was going to be a false flag, because the guy in Malaysian police was stood up holding those two information about those fake Iranian passports, because they were going to blame it on Iran as an excuse to dive in. It's obvious. Even, you know, even people with half a brain could work it out, you know. But anyway, there's so much light bouncing around now. The cabal know they've lost. But they still won't give it up. You know, so they'll be forced. And honestly, it's within 2 months. It's going to be incredible. Amazing. And I try not to give any energy to... Because, you know, 95% of the stuff on all the conspiracy websites is a load of rubbish. It's not even worth giving your energy to, because one of the things I live my life by is energy flows where attention goes. That's a really useful... Don't give your energy to the system. You can't. You know, even best thing I did was give away my TV. So much more energy for myself. You know? Hey. Yeah. And it's again coming forward, moving forward. The biggest problem... there's no real problems for the likes of ourselves, because we really have an idea about what's going on. But you imagine most of the sheeple, you imagine most of the general public, they're going to be really confused. They're going to be really confused when they start seeing 26 colors of the rainbow and no one's told them what's going on. You know, hey. So, you know, so it's...
That's why I do this radio program, to inform them, to have different guests who can explain how it will look like.
It will be more than that, my friend. We'll be the only people, and the listeners included, because you know, there's lots of people on our wavelength. We will be the only people knowing really what's going on.
Yeah,
we'll be like oracles to guide and to, you know, minimize confusion. There's going to be a lot of confusion. And I say, I still haven't quite put my finger on it, but of course we've got the polar shift to come. We're mid-polar shift. You know, you obviously know Alex Collier.
Of course.
Yeah, well, I like Alex. He resonates with me, right? You know, I made a point of only being guided, watching information by people that resonated with me, and he did resonate. So I think there is more than a element of truth with his stuff. And his guides were telling him, go live up a mountain. So, you know, there's going to be some earth changes. There's going to be some sea level rises. And it's not going to be immediate, but it will be noticeable. You know, it will, and it will obviously increase. So, you know, there's some trouble ahead for us to navigate before we get to the truly get to the golden age. We'll have a bit of grief in between.
Yep.
But you know, I have a little mantra that I do. I accept the good and the bad and the happy and the sad in equal measure. Because if you mantra that every day, then it keeps all the balance in your life. It shows that you don't want preferential treatment.
That's beautiful.
And I recommend that to everybody. There's a really amazing book called The Genie Within. And it's highly recommended, because there is a genie within and you've really got to be careful what you wish for. One of the worst things to do is say that someone's a pain in the neck. Subconscious does ignore that, right? Say, because if you ever say that, your subconscious only knows a pain in the neck. It doesn't have any other frame of reference, so it will give you a pain in the neck because it thinks you want one. You really got to be careful what you say. You know.
Even what you think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. But you can think good stuff as well. It's like the football team that I support is Cardiff City. And I'm being told that they're going to be relegated. But I'm also being told that with a little bit of positive thought and some mantras, I can actually save them from relegation. So I'm going to try that as a little experiment, although I haven't started yet. And this, yeah, so, you know, there's really exciting times. And I say a lot of confusion, and your show is Your show is very educating, but you got to get people away from the X factor first, which is going to be, it's going to be useful because I'm being told in not so distant future, there's going to be a few months without electricity. So the thing is, without electricity, and I know the ETs like your stuff, so just maybe they might help you continue broadcasting. I'll ask them next time I go up. I want to go up. I miss the Palladians. It's really weird because when I go up to astral travel to the Palladians, they follow me back. When that, I go back down, I don't know whether, I'm not sure, I haven't asked them whether they attach something to me or whether they just know where they live. Because when I go in astral travel, they come back down to see me. And if there's any extra stuff to talk about, and they attach a thing to the house, like a big tube going up. It's an incredible thing. The first time I've ever seen anything like that. And then they arrive like 40 minutes later. So, you know, it's really, the Palladians are fantastic. They really did help that when I was staying at West Woods, because obviously I contacted you and I said, meet me at West Woods because, you know, need some help. Yeah, and they helped a little bit. They helped a little bit, but it was all a bit. See, it's one thing I've learned about ETs and the divine is there's no crossing. The divine do the divine stuff, and the ETs do the ET stuff. And when I asked my guides and my angels for what's going to happen, they struggle if at all to predict. They struggle to predict stuff going on with ETs. Because they don't mix. It's like, I couldn't, the reason why I asked you to ask your people is because I couldn't myself, because there's no member of the divine can actually contact the Palladians. The only way I contact the Palladians is astral travel up to see them, and then they follow me back down. That's the only way I talk to them since I got rid of my cosmic family. Obviously, that's a different story. But, you know, that's the only way I've been able to communicate. And the divine kind of like me working with the Palladians because they get to know a bit more about what's going on. Yeah. But,
hey,
you know.
Des, can you talk a bit about your work as a druid and the rituals that you do at sacred sites?
Oh, yeah. No, you see, I recommend everybody look at doing a ritual because all your families for thousands upon thousands of years did rituals. And it's an amazing way of connecting with your family. The first ritual I ever did at Avebury, I knew straight away. I knew my family had done that walk thousands upon thousands of years ago. It was a complete connection. And you see, when you hold hands with the right amount of people at the right time at the right place, it's like plugging you into the electricity supply. It is incredible. And as much as I'm a little bit, I find some of the rituals a little bit egocentrical because there's a lot of egos. I mean, you're right when you say I'm one of the only practicing druids because all the others just wear a, I say, I'm going to say all the others because I've been actually told that I'm the only magician that does what I do. And that's by the divine and they don't lie. So the thing is, I manipulate energy. Most of the druids just turn up and they hold hands and they do a little bit of energy manipulation and they keep everything rosy in the garden. But I kind of just tend to do my own thing. And, you know, I've taken half a ton of rocks to the sun circle and laid them out in a big grid for a whole day just because the divine wanted me to do. And I didn't even question. I also one time, organites, I was told to go and bury some organites around Stonehenge because there are really dark forces, the dark people that do rituals on the solstices in the afternoons at Stonehenge. So I was told, go and bury some organites, and I was given the precise locations, and now they can do all their dark rituals they like because all their dark rituals are turning positive. You know? So I kind of do covert stuff as well as stuff in the open. And then I buried a few organites around Avebury as well. But it's all about being a magi. It's all about energy manipulation. And anyone can do it because the word imagination comes from I, magi, nation, a nation of magicians. And if you've got auburny brown hair and you've got a great imagination, I am betting you're a druid. I would have money on it. And you can do anything. If you imagine your car or van to be lighter, it uses less fuel. Hey! You know, if you imagine the petrol pump to give you more fuel, it will give you more fuel. It's incredible. Incredible. But you got to look after your temple. You can't, you don't get the goods. I was told when I was a pot smoking, drinking, pot growing, whatever, if I gave everything up, I'd get all the good stuff. And I gave everything up and I'm getting the good stuff. I got the good stuff. I mean, people have to just get tuned into the occult, because the occult just means hidden. The people that run the world have found out what runs us, and it's hidden it all because they don't want us working to our full potential. No one needs a telephone to contact anyone. You just meditate for them. My friend, I lost my phone. I needed my friend's number. I meditated for her. 3 days later, she rang me back. She said, I've been thinking about you a lot. We have incredible gifts, all of us, every single one. And rituals are the starting point. And you know, every sacred site has its little secrets. And Merlin, Ascended Master Merlin, is an absolute diamond and will always be happy to help. So, you know, you can always get in contact with any of the Ascended Masters. You know, Master Jesus, Master Merlin, Saint Germain. They all know each other. And they all have different special. Saint Germain's been really special to me recently, and I actually put some curses on him at one time because I was being manipulated at the time, and he forgave me. It's all good, and he's been very helpful recently. As Master Jesus was the start of this whole journey, because when I went into a second-hand shop in Cardiff, my hometown, a few years ago, and I spoke to this woman she was in a local church, and she was talking about Jesus, and I said, oh, he was only a good magician. She prayed for me, and then bang, this whole journey completely started. And it's so ironic now that I work with him on a regular basis. And I recommend, if you're a starseed and you know you're a starseed, you can get a pendulum. You can find out who your guide's name is, and you work with them. You get the Palladian workbooks. You work through the exercises. Absolutely wondrous thing. Even if you're not a starseed, you can connect with the goddess. She's always available to anyone that really, you know, God helps those who help themselves. But if you ask for help, you'll get it. And get yourself a Qigong book. She'll fill you full of incredible energy. Amazing. Do anything for you, you know. Do anything for you. And honestly, the ritual work is so important because it's all about balance. It's all about keeping the energies balanced, because the dark are really quite dark right now and they're cranking it up. So because they know it's the end. So the light have had to crank it up too. And, you know, they are. They are. And the energies, especially over the last November, the energies on this planet were immense. You know, and you'd have to, and you doing all your portal activations as well, you would have felt some of that. That's just absolutely incredible. But we're the ones feeling it. Joe Public isn't. Joe Public's head is in the X Factor and dancing on ice or with the stars or whatever. They're welcome to that. But they need your guidance, Martin. And the thing is, I just got a sneaking feeling the Palladians will help on that front. Because I've been told they're going to have to start broadcasting. And the other exciting... Sorry?
Yes, go ahead.
No. The other thing I was also told, and I can't say who it is, but I've been told... Have you heard of Maitreya?
Yes.
Well, Maitreya is incarnate, and you're not supposed to talk about who it is. You're not supposed to postulate either, but Maitreya is back. And Maitreya has been here for the last two years. No, No. 7-8 months. Maitreya's been incarnate. So not only are we going to have a beautiful time, it's going to be, the whole world's going to be spiritually guided. So that is going to really affect people's lives for the positive. That's going to be beautiful. And, yes, you know, it is going to be beautiful. There's going to be a bit of friction. there's going to, because obviously you've got all these programmed, religions to say that, thinking that their religion is best, and they've all got a programmed superiority complex, you know. But the word religion means to restrict. So I like taking the best bits. I got a Buddha, and I got 108 beads around my neck, and I love Jainism, Ahimsa. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And then Master Jesus has been so good to me, but I don't. He's put me right on so many things about the church and how it's set up that I won't take communion anymore. I won't even read the Nicene Creed because there's not one word of truth in that. So, you know, hey, the truth is in you. You don't need anyone else. That's right. We are God, and that is so empowering. And we are God, and all these shysters that have taken all our money, all these shysters that have taken all our money and taken our liberties are going to be, it's going to be Nuremberg war crime tribunals for the 21st century. It's going to be fabulous, fabulous. Yes. You know, and there's, you know, it's all about ideas too. I've been asked about, oh, what do we do for this? What do we do for that? Because I'm an ideas guy. My brother makes a living out of his ideas. If you Google Captain Organic, you'll find my brother Ross, and he gets paid a lot of money for his ideas, and it's the perfect job because he loves what he does. And it's like a golfer. He loves what he does. He gets paid a fortune for it. It'll be the opposite for me. I love what I'm doing, and I don't want a penny, because I know upstairs will look after me, whatever I need and nothing I want. And I've said to him, right, you got me for the rest of my life. I'm quite happy doing that. Have you got a job? In fact, the goddess the other day stared to me when we had a little bit of a fallout. She said, the first thing she said was, are you still available? Because, you know, there's been a I can't believe how they've taken so long to get rid of all this crap, that's all. But as it's been explained to me, light magic was handed down by the gods, but the dark's magic is so embedded that they struggle. And they struggle for their own fault, because I've been talking to them about fallen angels. And I said, look, I said, have any of the fallen angels actually risen? No, we don't have risen. I said, that's a mistake. Why don't you get one of them back? Because they'll have all the trade secrets that the fallen angels took from you. They know your playbook inside out, and you haven't changed it. Hey, that's, you know, they do, it's true. So, you know, but they won't have a fallen angels rise. It would be a beautiful thing. You know, the fallen angels won't make the jump. That's the thing, because they've fallen. That's it. Stuff you. So, you know, but some of their rules upstairs are just a bit rigid for my liking.
I can imagine.
Oh, by the way, Martin, I meant to say the divining rods. I've actually given up divining rods. You know why? I can divine with my feet, my knees, my hands, my elbows, my shoulder shrugs, my eyelids. Or I can divine with all of them. So I don't need divining rods anymore. That was the gift for coming through this business. There's always a silver lining. And the silver lining is you don't need divining rods anymore. You can divine whatever you want. You can connect us with whatever you want. And there's no, when you use a divining rod, you're opening a door. But I can't open a door to myself. There's no open doors because I got shields up. I got shields up, etheric shields. And I'm, you know. Oh, I won't step out the door without doing it. I recommend as well, there's a really amazing book called How to Connect with Your Higher Self. That is a beautiful thing, because once you start doing all the violet flame exercises, it's fantastic. And again, coming back to that genie book, anything you're not happy with in your life. For example, I always said I didn't like money. But it's not because I don't like money. It's I don't like the way it's used, and I don't know how it's manipulated, and I don't like how completely unknown people I just found out today are worth $37 trillion. So that's headball amount of money. So I had to clarify using a mantra every day for a week, every week for a month, every month for a year, that it's not that I don't like money, it's I don't like the way it's used. So, you know, bring it to me. If there's any going, kind of thing. And I recommend everyone does a little mantra, anything they don't like in their life, to reprogram their subconscious mind. And the other great trick is to find your inner saboteur, because everyone's got a little bit inside their head that wants to mess things up. Everyone. Some stronger than others. And it's easy. You shut your eyes and you imagine a big old rickety wooden house. And then you imagine going into the house, and what you're doing is you're looking in all the different rooms for your inner saboteur that is you, but is hiding. And then when you find him or her, you have a chat. And you say, look, I don't want you messing anything up. You know, you're not doing me any favors. You got to behave. And then that builds their confidence up. And when you go and see them again, they're not hiding from you. And my last experience of my inner saboteur was my inner saboteur, my subconscious, and my conscious having a barbecue on his patio. And that, my friend, you get positive vibes. You keep the balance inside and out. And that's the key. You've got to work at it. You can't just rest on your laurels. It's a working thing. You can't. It's like even some person on my Facebook posted some stupid thing saying, look, video games can't program your life or something. But that's completely wrong, because your brain's a tape. Your brain's a tape. You've got to watch what you record on it. And it's hard to get it off. It's hard to erase once it's on. Although I recommend any book by Will Parfit on the Kabbalah, because there's some amazing meditations concerning getting the crap out of your head. For example, my friend was a Catholic, and Catholic programming is really deep. And if you program on your, is it right, left, left middle, left back, left front, on your front left lobe, on the front of your left lobe, and you concentrate on the front of your left lobe of your brain, and you meditate on that spot, it'll go all dark. And you keep on meditating until it fills with light and lights up. And then you've squeegeed, then you've washed that part of the brain. And that front right, front left lobe is the part of the brain that stores all your religious programming. So one meditation later, you've got rid of all your crap concerning the Catholic Church, which is invented by Cain. So, you know, it's a program. It's another program. So, you know, it's and there's loads of different parts of the brain that you can focus on. If you look at my blog, which is dazthedruid.blogspot.co.uk, and you go on the tidbit section, I think, there's a few of those meditations. And I have some really amazing words if you have meditators with your listeners. I have one that you can astral travel just by meditating on one word. So I think it's Te Deveke. Funny how everything is based on Hebrew. All the super celestial, all the celestial scripts, all the angelic scripts are all based on Hebrew. So bear that in mind, because that's really useful. And I've just written it in like an English kind of translation. And there's one for astral travel. There's one to fill your body full of light. There's one to make your kundalini spring, because it's a really important time to make your kundalini spring. And just by meditating, I mean, kundalini yoga is useful, but just meditating on one word for half an hour every few days is a lot better, a lot easier.
Yeah. Why don't we have a little musical break, Dad?
Love it, yeah.
Okay. So, Donald, if you're ready, we would like to hear a song from Usher Quinn, which is called Heal Your Heart, and it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
That was Heal Your Heart by Usher Quinn. He's an amazing musician from England. Find out his music, Usher Quinn. Okay, we are back with ET First Contact Radio after the music. And my guest is Des the Druid. And I just want to inform you that I will be speaking at the New Humanity Movement seminar in London from April 11, 12 and 13 in the Heathrow Airport. So go to newhumanitymovement.com to get your tickets, because there will be very interesting speakers, including myself, about extraterrestrial disclosure. And there will be Mr. Keshe speaking about free energy, Maitreya Miranda, and many others. So just be sure to go to newhumanitymovement.com to have a lifetime event with very interesting speakers. And Des, we have just spoken about you and your blog and your work. So why don't you share the website of your blog again?
Yeah, it hasn't been updated recently because I've been having this trouble, but it's dazthedruid.blogspot.co.uk. I'm also at Daz Lovegrove on Facebook and Daz the Druid on Twitter. It's a good show. I'm just looking through my notes, right, because something just gave me a giggle, that I haven't been able to astral travel or meditate for near enough 3 months now. And you see, meditations, it's a myth if you think the only way you can get energy is with food, because meditation is one of the ways I get food, because normally I just eat every other day, and I do Qigong as well, which is very recommended, which is Buddhist energy cultivation. But it just gave me a giggle because I just felt Uriel on my shoulder, who's my guardian angel, or a Uriel, as I'm always told off it should be. And the thing is, she's just said to me, oh, I'll give you your energy you need. All you have to do is ask. It's been an amazing. I learned this little trick that you can ask if you're working with angels or you're working with the Godhead. You just put your left hand in first and the right hand just below your navel. And then picture light going in about 4 inches of the 4 finger widths above your navel. It'll knock you over the first time you do it. Really incredible. Free energy, right? And because you're never alone. And really start working with your guides and start working with angels. It's easy to find out who your guardian angel is. It's easy to find out if you're a starseed. You just get a pendulum. And you can use a set of keys on a piece of string. It doesn't have to be a crystal. But once you develop, you can find out what crystal is best for you. You can find out what crystals are best to keep on your person. Because you can have balance. They're used for balance. They're used for energy. You can use a crystal, I say, for getting free fuel at the petrol station. You just point a quartz point at a mechanical-style petrol pump at the liters, and you get extra fuel. Although, don't tell Texaco, because they've got lots of these pumps. Right, 25% free, right, truly. If you put a lump of Velspar, which is a astral travel crystal, underneath your car seat, you will get more miles per gallon, guaranteed. And everyone thinks I'm mad, I'm putting heavy rocks underneath my seat. No, I do it for a reason. And there's all these cool things that you can, but your guides are really, really important. And especially, you get a lot of star seeds probably listening to this show. It's very important you connect with your cosmic family. Using a pendulum, they'll visit you once a week, guaranteed, right? So next time you use a pendulum, you find out their name, you find out when they visit you. Then when you stay around when they visit in time, and then you have a chat with them. And they'll even talk to you on a pendulum. When I go and see the Palladians up at their base at Westwoods at Avebury, last year they were playing ping pong with a divining rod. They were literally hitting it so fast I couldn't pick up. I couldn't keep the pace with it. And then once you connect with them, if you've got any little gripes or whatever, they'll work with you in the night. If you fall, if you go to sleep, you've got a bad back, they'll work on you. They'll do all sorts of energy work on you. They'll do chambers if you get the Palladian workbook. It's really some smashing things that really is so good.
Yeah. I just want to ask you if you have some important messages for humanity before we close off, because we have about 2 minutes left.
Oh, look, it's such a joy and it's such a privilege to share this time with you all. We all volunteered to be at this place at this time. And when you realize it is the most exciting time to live in the history of mankind, which most people don't, incidentally, then that just takes you higher and higher. And they say that we are going to have the future that we choose, then, you know, we're going to be choosing a world full of peace, love, and light, and we won't have to pay to live on a planet we were born on. And I can't wait for that to happen. Beautiful, beautiful times, and don't let this world drag you down. You've got to surf life, not wade through it, as one of my poems goes. Thank you, Martin, for having me on the show. Beautiful, beautiful. You're a beautiful man, and I long to see you again soon.
Yes, well, if you have a chance to come to London, it will be good to meet up together. And I will be back in the summer, I think at the end of July, for crop circle research time for about 2 weeks, with some interesting technical material to do some research on the crops. So,
well, let me help you try and let's do your show from Avery. We should do your show from Avery, really, where it's all at.
Well, for the time being in England, I will do my show there, of course, and meet up with you this summer. It will be a great reunion, my friend.
Oh, look, great. Look, it'll be a great reunion in great times because we are very, very, very close now.
Yeah.
Very close to humanity being number one again.
Exactly. That will be the most joyous time of our lifetimes. By the way, on Sunday, I'm transmitting a radio program at 8 p.m. Central European time, which will be 11 a.m. Pacific time, with my friend who is going to talk about Transology. His name is Bart Bateman, and he is also a crop circle researcher. So stay tuned for ET First Contact Radio on Sunday on findingvoicesradio.com. And Donald, I want to thank you for the technical assistance, and I want to thank you, Des, for being on the show. You have been amazing. And I wish all the listeners love and light. Namaste and goodbye.